Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Everybody's a comedian. Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating this third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're doing all this with our good friend Jerry Stengel. That's Jerry with a G, by the way, a ventrepreneur. Ventrepreneur is her name of her company. She's research advisor to American Express. And we're talking about the American Express 2019 State of Women-Owned Business Report. Is there a place where they can find the report, Jerry, online?
I would just type it in to the internet. Internet, I haven't put it up on my
2019
website.
American Express 2019 State of Women-Owned Business Report. Just type one of those names in there. You'll find it. And so, Jerry, earlier we talked about the side hustle, the gig economy. Businesses, and I've been trying to do everything I can to help those people understand that they may think of themselves as giggers, but the truth is they're what I call an entrepreneurial quirk. They're the smallest element of entrepreneurship in the marketplace. And the day that they go out on their own and venture into the marketplace and on their own behalf as contractors to Uber, to Lyft, or whoever, the moment they do that, they become entrepreneurs. They become business owners. They need to think about it like that, and we need to recognize them as that. So I'm glad we got to talk about that. But you also said that you guys measured $1 million business owners, women business owners. I want you to tell us about that.
So they may be small in number, but they make a significant contribution to the economy, and their growth rate is keeping up with the overall growth rate of all women-owned businesses. So in terms of the growth rate over the last 5 years, it's 20%, which compares to all businesses, which is only 9%.
Is that 20% growth in numbers? 20% growth in numbers? In total numbers?
Yes, the growth rate in numbers.
So there are 20% more women-owned businesses with $1 million in revenue than there were 5 years ago.
Correct.
Okay. All right, keep going. You're doing good.
And their revenues have increased 24% over that same period.
Mm-hmm.
So they're really, cooking, so to speak.
And that once you get to that level, once you get to $1 million, that there are plateaus. There's a management / efficiency. / understanding plateaus that you have. It happens in the people who own the multifamily housing will tell you, you either need to own 100 apartments or 250 apartments or 500 apartments. You don't need to own 150 or 250. You see what, or 300. You see what I mean? You need to go ahead and go up to that plateau. Once you get to the plateau of $1 million a year, you more than likely have an organization. You've got people. You've got systems. Once you get to that point, it's a lot easier to get to two than it was to get to one. And that scaling effect, once you get that organization and you're delegating and all that, that's when you really start humming. And you have to know what you're doing, or you can't get to $1 million to start with. What do you think?
I totally agree with you. So somewhere between, let's say, $250,000 and $750,000, you're putting in place those systems. You've got your branding and marketing messages set, and not that you're going on autopilot. Entrepreneurship is never autopilot.
Right.
There's always the ups and downs, but it is much easier to go from $1 million to $2 million, probably from $250,000 to $1 million.
From $250 to $1 million, you're still not taking many days off. But once you get to $1 million, by definition, you have to delegate. You might be able to start taking a Saturday off every once in a while.
Absolutely, and even a vacation.
Maybe like a 3-day, like a long weekend, right, Jerry?
No, I'm talking one week. week or maybe even 2 weeks.
A whole week on the beach. How about
very
that?
Important.
But your iPhone is always right there beside you, always ready to go. So, hey, Jerry, last thoughts. Wrap it up for us. We've got about 30 seconds.
Well, women are on the move, and, we're contributing and bolstering the economy, and we'll make it more resilient if there is a downturn in the economy.
And we'll help the downturn be much more shallow. I'm convinced of that.
Yes.
Hey, Jerry,
yes,
thank you so much for being here. Jerry Stingle, ladies and gentlemen, with the American Express 2019 State of Women-Owned Business Report. Appreciate the good job today, Jerry. Come back soon.
I will. Thank you, Jim.
Jerry Stingle. That's Jerry with a G if you're looking her up. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.